Walker last week rescinded a $500,000 state budget grant for the group United Sportsmen to do outreach about hunting and fishing. The group has ties to state Republicans, but misrepresented its tax status. Walker's been out of the state since last week, but yesterday afternoon in Milwaukee told reporters he didn't know the state budget language did not set up a very competitive grant process and pretty much guaranteed the money for United Sportsmen.
Did you know the money was going to United Sportsmen when you approved this in the budget? What was your knowledge of United Sportsmen?
No, in our case, we looked at hundreds of things. We don't go through, I didn't know the details of that particular thing other than to say that something that would be promoting something very specific to our heritage in the state was important.
Walker says he did make a partial veto to make sure the state grant would not jeopardize some federal funds. United Sportsmen is closely linked to former Assembly Majority Leader Scott Souter, who has since gone on to a high-ranking job at the State Public Service Commission. Walker was asked if Souter should be allowed to keep his new job.
How the legislative practices, what they do on the hundreds of different budget motions is really something they ultimately have to talk about. But it's, from our standpoint, someone's record of service for nearly two decades in the state legislature, I think, speaks pretty strongly. It's why his colleagues had elected a majority leader.
State Democrats have called for more investigation of the budget item and contend the Walker administration has had too many ethical problems. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.